from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App. You are still listening?
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Prabowo meets Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Peru. Indonesia is the only country to implement Article 6.2 of the UN Climate Agreement. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received a visit from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Peru on Thursday. As reported by the Presidential Secretariat, the meeting took place in Lima, Peru, where President Prabowo was staying during his state visit. During the meeting, President Prabowo appreciated the long-standing relations between Indonesia and Australia.
We consider Australia a very good friend of Indonesia. We have a long relationship. As neighbors, sometimes we have some ups and some downs, but we will remain neighbors for forever, I think. So we really appreciate our relationship, our cooperation, and in all fields. And we would like more and more closer relationships, more and more Australian participation in our economy.
President Prabowo added that Indonesia wants to cooperate more with Australia, especially security cooperation between the military and police of the two countries to eradicate drug smuggling. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese directly congratulated Prabowo on his election as president and expressed his apology for not being able to attend the inauguration because he was accompanying the visit of King Charles. He also hopes for a more intense partnership between the two countries in the future. Indonesia is the only country currently implementing Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement related to carbon trading, Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik said in Baku, Azerbaijan on Thursday. As quoted by Antara, Minister Hanif said that Indonesia needs to adopt Article 6.2, which describes the framework and calculation for various international cooperation, so that other parties have more confidence in Indonesia's credibility. Indonesia and Japan have signed a mutual recognition agreement, or MRA. The government of Indonesia and Japan announced the start of MRA implementation at the Indonesian Pavilion at the COP29 Climate Change Conference in Baku to implement bilateral carbon trading cooperation between the two countries, with an investment of $10 billion, or around 15 trillion rupiah. The MRA agreement is the world's first bilateral cooperation model between countries within the framework of the Paris Agreement, especially Article 6.2. President Prabowo Subianto was awarded the highest honor, Grand Cross of the Order of the Sun of Peru, by the Peruvian government during Prabowo's visit to Peru. As reported by the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Friday, the award was given in an official ceremony at the government palace in Peru's capital, Lima, on Thursday. The award was presented directly by Peruvian President Dina Boluarte and witnessed by local high-ranking officials. The El Sol del Peru Award, or Peruvian Sun, is known as the highest honor in Peru and is conferred in recognition of outstanding services rendered to the Peruvian state and nation. The Secretariat of the President of the Republic of Indonesia said that this award symbolizes the deep friendship and respect between Indonesia and Peru. Responding to the award, President Prabowo expressed his gratitude for the honor given by the Peruvian government. He also stressed Indonesia's commitment to strengthen cooperation with Peru in various fields and hope for stronger relations in the future. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade said that export of Indonesian aluminum products to the United States have the opportunity to increase again after the United States International Trade Commission, USITC, stopped the results of anti-dumping and anti-subsidy import duty investigation against Indonesia and a number of other countries last October 30. Press statement from the Ministry of Trade on Thursday, Ministry of Trade Budi Santoso said this decision was good news for Indonesia's export of manufactured products to the United States. According to Minister Budi, the termination of the investigation ensures that the aluminum export market is maintained, especially to the United States as Indonesia's strategic partner. During the January-August period, Indonesia's aluminum export to the United States were recorded at 651 billion rupiah, down from the previous year, which was around 1.26 trillion rupiah. Belgian Ambassador to Indonesia Frank Felix said that Belgium is looking forward to more cooperation under the new Indonesian government as diplomatic relations between the two countries have reached 75 years. As reported by Antara, Ambassador Felix, during the celebration of Belgian King's Day and 75 years of diplomatic relations between Belgium and Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, said that a new president taking office is always an exciting time for him. He also said that cooperation between the two countries has grown rapidly. Through the ongoing establishment of the Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership, EUCEPA, Ambassador Felix hopes that more benefits will be obtained by both countries. Let's move on to the international news, where population of savanna and forest elephant species have declined sharply in the past 50 years across sub-Saharan Africa. This is according to a research report released in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, recently, as reported by Xinhua on Thursday. The research report was released by two conservation groups, Save the Elephants and the Wildlife Conservation Society. The study examined hundreds of elephants' population surveys from 475 locations in 37 African countries between 1964 and 2016. Overall, these two species have declined by an average of 77% on the continent, Save the Elephants elephant expert George Wittemeyer said the world must develop and implement effective solutions to address the diverse challenges facing elephants across Africa. Senior advisor to Iran's foreign ministry, Ali Asghar Kaji, said on Thursday that Iran supports Russia's efforts to reach a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. As reported by RIA Novosti, Kaji said that he welcomed any solutions and steps aimed at stopping the killing of civilians, attacks on the economy and urban infrastructure, and that would help achieve a ceasefire. Responding to questions whether Tehran held talks with Moscow on a ceasefire in Lebanon, Kaji said that consultations with Russia are being held on a wide range of issues and no single issue is excluded. He also doubted Israel's sincerity to reach a ceasefire agreement as public statement from its officials suggests otherwise. The Russian President's Special Envoy to Syria, Alexander Lavrentiev, earlier said that Moscow seeks to stop the violence in Lebanon, including a ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanon. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Today's commentary is on Prabowo Subianto's visit to the United States. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto ended his visit to the United States on Wednesday, November the 13th, before continuing to Peru on the same day. In the United States, President Prabowo held a number of meetings, including with President Joe Biden and several other important figures. On Monday, Prabowo Subianto met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On that occasion, President Prabowo Subianto asked firmly about the solution to the Israeli attack on Palestine. Blinken replied that his party was working hard to resolve the Gaza problem. On Tuesday, Prabowo Subianto met with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House, Washington, D.C. The two held a one-on-one conversation for approximately 1 hour, discussing a number of things, in addition to strengthening cooperation between Indonesia and the United States and the challenges that exist in the world today, Prabowo Subianto also raised the topic of the situation in Gaza, Palestine, and the South China Sea. He also discussed Indonesia's plan to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. According to him, joining many world economic communities will give Indonesia additional opportunities to increase people's welfare. President Biden in the meeting acknowledged that for 75 years, the cooperation between Indonesia and the United States was the strongest relationship ever. Both countries are committed to continuing the cooperation that has been established to be more comprehensive. On Wednesday, November the 13th, President Prabowo Subianto met U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd James Austin and emphasized the importance of collaboration over confrontation because it will further strengthen cooperation and mutual respect between countries. During President Prabowo's visit to the United States, there were interesting moments that went viral on Indonesian social media. First, when Prabowo Subianto firmly asked Blinken directly about the U.S. solution to the Palestinian issues, Many said this shows that President Prabowo Subianto will be more frank in speaking if an international problem or issue arises, including if there is a problem with the United States. The second thing is Prabowo's statement after meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd James Austin, who emphasized the importance of collaboration over confrontation. This statement shows that Prabowo Subianto government will continue to implement Indonesia's impartial foreign policy by maintaining harmonious relations with all parties, including China and the United States. That was today's commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll start today in history with November 15, 1922, when hundreds of casualties in Ecuador strikes occurred. From November 13 to 15, 1922, workers in Guayaquil, Ecuador, went on a mass strike. This action was initially joined by workers from trolleybus, electricity, and public utility companies. They demanded higher wages, shorter working hours, safer working conditions, and government control of foreign exchange rates. On November 15, 1922, the Ecuadorian government deployed police and military to disperse the protesters, resulting in the last 300 deaths. Let's move it on to November 15, 1946, when Linggarjati Agreement signed. The Linggarjati Agreement was the result of the negotiation between Indonesia and the Netherlands in Linggarjati, Kuningan Regency, West Java, on November 12, 1946. In the negotiation, Wim Schermerhorn and Hubertus van Mook represented the Netherlands, while Sultan Syahrir represented Indonesia and Lord Killearn from England acted as mediator in the negotiation. The Linggarjati Agreement was the result of negotiation between the two parties with the background of Indonesia's struggle to maintain its independence when the Netherlands returned to Indonesia after World War II. In the agreement, the territory of the Republic of Indonesia that was recognized was only Java, Sumatra, and Madura, and the Netherlands had to leave the area no later than January 1, 1949. The agreement was signed at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on November 15, 1946, and was legally signed by Indonesia and Netherlands on March 25, 1947. I'll end today in history with November 15, 2022, when the world's population reached 8 billion people. The United Nations UN is marking November 15, 2022 as the Day of 8 Billion. The day marks the Earth's estimated human population of 8 billion people. The estimate is based on data from the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described November 15, 2022 as an opportunity to celebrate diversity, recognize humanity, and admire progress in health while considering our shared responsibility to care for the planet and each other.
way I play. I'm working out my pace. Well, if you haven't known. So feel no
still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, today's edition of My Indonesia comes with the title, Agriculture Minister Facilitates Dairy Cows Import to Improve Production Quality. Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman stated the Agriculture Minister will facilitate farmers, including in Pasuruan, to import dairy cows to improve domestic milk quality. Amran in Pasuruan, East Java, on Thursday, 14th of November, also explained that it is a real effort of the government siding with local dairy cow farmers in a bid to support the Free Nutritious Meal Program launched by President Prabowo Subianto. In the event dubbed National Fresh Milk Production Improvement Movement, Amran asked all elements in the Agriculture Ministry not to complicate dairy cow import permits. Amran also affirmed there must not be any gratification at the Agriculture Ministry in serving the people, mainly dairy cow farmers and cow importers in Indonesia. Minister Amran said the farmers can coordinate directly with local dairy cow importers that are ready to help, so that the Agriculture Ministry can legalize the process. Amran said the ministry will study further the funding for farmers who will import dairy cows with some stakeholders. With some stakeholders, including the regional bank and cooperatives, to formulate loan schemes in import procurement for farmers. Meanwhile, one representative of livestock importer from Banyuwangi, Aminoto Kurniawan, explained that they will not take any profit in cow import for farmers in Indonesia, especially in Pasuruan. This statement was welcomed by Minister Amran. The Agriculture Minister explained that the measure is a form of love of the nation's children for the prosperity of Indonesia. The Agriculture Minister thanked the importers for their support for local dairy cows farmers. That was My Indonesia.
Terlepas dari ku tarik kapal. Apalagi harus memainkan diri.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listeners, West Java Province has a variety of interesting traditional games. One of them is called Paciwit-ciwit Lutung. The name of the game consists of two words: ciwit, which means pinching, and lutung, which is actually a javan langer, a kind of ape by foreigners. This Sundanese game is played by pinching the backs of each other's hands while singing the song Paciwit-ciwit Lutung, si lutung pindah ka tungtung, Paciwit-ciwit Lutung, si lutung pindah ka tungtung, something like that. The game can be played by a minimum of 2 people, and the more players, the merrier. The way to play it is by putting one of the player's hands in the face-down position, followed by the other player's hand. Each player tries to precede each other, pinching or kneeing with the back of the hand at the top of the order, and so on until all the player's hands are in stacked positions with their hands pinching each other. The game played while singing the song Paciwit-ciwit Lutung. There are no winners or losers in the game. The Paciwit-ciwit Lutung game will continue until the player at the bottom can no longer withstand the pinching of the other players. This game that includes pinching used to be played by children to fill their spare time. Moreover, the game does not require complicated tools or any large playground to play it. But as time goes by, this traditional game is now rarely played. Like other traditional games in Indonesia, the Paciwit-ciwit Lutung can also provide benefits for its players, especially for children, such as teaching empathy and feeling the suffering of other people, teaching them to be kind to other people, and teaching that all our actions will return to ourselves, or there is karma in this world. And listener, that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Kepada kamu, kamu, kamu. so beautiful. Our love is like a miracle, and it is more than just a physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. A passionate as always, you the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany. Listener, today's Miscellany informs you about Gajah Mada University Student Choir from Indonesia successfully won 3 awards at once, namely Best Presentation Award, Second Prize Ethnic Category or Gold Diploma, and Third Prize Classical Mix and Equal Category or Gold Diploma at the 20th Busan Choral Festival and Competition 2024 in Korea. The competition organized by Korea Choral Institute from October 23rd to the 26th, 2024 in Busan, South Korea, was attended by 57 teams from Indonesia, Latvia, Singapore, and South Korea. In the event, Gajah Mada University Student Choir also became the Grand Prix finalist, although finally, the Maska Choir from Latvia won the overall champion. Busan Choral Festival and Competition is a gathering of various arts held annually in South Korea with the aim of understanding each other's cultures through music. The participation of Gajah Mada University Student Choir in the Busan Choral Festival and Competition 2024 is part of the International Choral and Cultural Expedition, the work program of Gajah Mada University Student Choir to participate in international choir events with the aim of conducting cultural missions and bringing the name of the university and Indonesia in the international arena. Sending a delegation of 41 people consisting of active students across faculties and generations, Gajah Mada University Student Choir competed in the ethnic folklore and classical mix and equal categories. In addition, Gajah Mada University Student Choir also participated in the festival concert by performing Janger song from Bali to showcase one of Indonesia's original cultures. Listener, Chairman of Gajah Mada University Student Choir, Aleludo Panji, expressed his happiness and pride at being trusted to bring Gajah Mada University back to the international festival. He and the team have a mission to promote Indonesian culture to be recognized by the world. He added that various preparations and a long process had been done, from intense routine training to the pre-competition concert, which was held simultaneously with the grand concert. In fact, they also conducted a choir clinic to increase their knowledge related to the technique and song interpretation. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Oh,
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, it's my pleasure to accompany you on our beloved program, Music Corner. In this special edition, I will play a song from Cirebon, West Java, entitled Aja Ditangisi, which means Don't Cry. The song has a distinctive touch of tarling music, a traditional Cirebonan musical performance known for its guitar and suling instruments, combined with pelog tuned vocals that are identical to gamelan rhythm. Aja Ditangisi was written by Yoyo Suwaryo and contains advice for us not to get lost in regret over a love that has gone. The lyrics of Aja Ditangisi also give a message to accept reality and look for true love without being fixated on looks and materials. The lyrics, Wis ojo ditangisi, wis ojo diteguni, which means no need to cry, no need to regret, is a message not to get lost in sadness over something that will not return. Okay, listeners, here is Aja Ditangisi sung by Bunda Mumun. Happy listening.
Wis percuma.
saking jiwa lega. Wis aja ditangis, wis aja digetuni, pati larani ngati mending gak lumurukan. Sora kurang wong ganteng pirang-pirang, guru singkang yang ngapa dunia ora setapa. Bisa jadi tangisi, dan loro gati. Wong bagus ora kurang, wong ganteng pirang-pirang, nurusin kaya ngapa dunia ora setapa. Wis aja ditangisi,
masak coba bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana untuk perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia yang untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan untuk kita bersama.
Literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa trisomi 13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak, kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal kayak medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang. Itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati, dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa Adam bisa sembuh. Walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Apa yang kita jalani?
Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Asalkan kita berani, mencinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.